I'm going to start talking now, Joe, because it's always you. Oh. Like, okay, are we ready? So,
the hell?
Yeah.
The hell, man? It's your show.
Exactly. Is it the Jeff Jensen show? No.
Sometimes it is, as far as I'm concerned.
That's right. You're right. Let's start.
Hells yeah. Oh,
let's go.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, music.
In.
Thank you. Yeah. Hey guys, it's the Carolina Cadillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
Oh, it's Friday. It's September 24th. Why do I know that day? Because it's my brother Edward's birthday. So happy birthday to my brother Edward.
Where'd the month go? Wow.
I know, right? Gosh.
You always say that, but I'm saying that.
Yeah, I know.
It was just Labor Day like 2 days ago.
I know,
ago,
right?
It?
I know. So this, Jeff, this has happened like minutes ago on live TV. The talk, right? The talk?
Yeah.
Okay, so the talk.
No, The View, The View.
Oh, okay, wrong show. It's The View, guys. The View, Jeff, so you had the four hosts sitting at the desk, right?
Right.
Chatting away.
Yeah.
This is just happened, okay? So I don't know all the details yet. But so minutes later, two of the hosts had to walk off the stage. And then I forgot her name, the comedian, the host.
Joy Behar. I guess Whoopi's not there.
I don't know where she is. But anyway, so Joy Behar announced two of the hosts have to leave. We'll announce in a few minutes why.
Yeah, I have the clip here. Sunny, was it Sunny Hostin? Did I just say her name?
Sunny Anderson?
No, Hostin. H-O-S-T-I-N.
Oh, I don't know. I guess I don't know.
She's been on The View for a while. You don't know her?
I honestly.
The other one is Anna Navarro, who was a contributor to one of the, she might have been CNN, I believe. And she's been on The View for a while now, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
Mario can't do it till a little later, unfortunately, unless
really?
Do it right now.
Okay, you know what? Let's get Mario in right now, then. So, guys, we have Mario Bosquez on. I don't know if you guys must know him.
He's
an anchor of Fox 5, 1010 Wins. He's got his own food podcast coming out. So, Jeff.
It's out. It's called Around the Dish.
Okay, okay.
He doesn't know I'm calling him right now. Should I call him live on the air?
Let's call him right now, live on the podcast, all right?
Keep talking.
Okay,
let's talk about The View thing.
What happened with The View is, Joy Behar said after the break, we'll announce what happened. What happened was, Vice President Kamala Harris is coming on to be interviewed.
Right.
Before that, they had to take two of the hosts away because they tested positive for COVID.
They both had COVID. It was horrible.
If I were the vice president, I'd be like, Jeff, what's you
mean? I'm leaving. Beep,
okay.
Meep, meep.
Right?
There goes Kamala Harris.
That would have happened. Yeah.
Yeah, so what happened was here, they come back from break and it's like this.
Okay.
News story any minute now.
Well,
it already is.
But don't be too full of yourself. It's going to be a major. It's a news story.
Vice President.
It's a major, honey.
I'm like, shut up and just put it on.
That Sunny and Anna both apparently tested positive for COVID. No matter how hard we try, these things happen.
Yeah.
They probably have a breakthrough case, and they'll be okay, I'm sure, because they're both vaccinated up the wazoo. You know, a lot of vaccines.
Two.
So, And the vice president is being prepped for her arrival, right?
Yep.
They cleaned the table. They did the hands. Everybody's getting all cleaned up. And she'll be out here in a second. So in the meantime, until she gets out here, maybe the audience would like to participate in the show.
You get COVID. You get COVID. You get COVID.
Great.
There you go. That's how you participate.
First
Everybody
of all,
gets COVID.
So I'm not understanding. You have two people that just tested for COVID and two hosts. Why is the audience still there?
Well, because they're all wearing masks. Did you see the audience is entirely masked?
Jeff, you know what? We've known people that have been masked and gotten COVID.
Right,
okay?
Right.
I would not want to be there.
I'm surprised the whole audience didn't say, bye, here's our audience participation. We're leaving.
Yeah.
We're getting the F out of here.
So they took a commercial break.
Oh, my God.
So they could do some major, major cleaning.
Because Kamala Harris is there.
Kamala Harris, did you still want to go on?
I didn't watch the rest of it. I'm not sure if she came out, I guess.
I don't know the details.
She probably came out in a hazmat suit. Imagine that. Hi. Hello, I'm Kamala Harris. Help.
Jeff, seconds later, it's all over the New York Post and New York Daily News, all right? You know that? It's already over the New York Post and his
Daily
News.
Oh,
and
the websites? It's a story.
Yeah, it's a vice
president. But I don't have Joy Behar. It's going to be a major story. Like, okay, it's The View. It's not that major.
Maybe she thought it because the vice president is on.
Well, that's
maybe
what
it's
makes
not
it
because
big
of her.
Yeah, no,
it's
I know.
The vice president,
I know.
Okay?
I think the major story is you're hosting, and there's no Whoopi Goldberg. He didn't text me back. I wrote 10 minutes right now. He's writing me back. The thing is bouncing. You know,
yes.
Someone's writing back. You know, he's writing.
Anyway, listen, I just want to say something, and I don't tell people my opinions of what you should do. Everyone's an adult. If you feel a certain way, then, you know, that's the way you should, you know, I guess, go, you know?
Mario, in 20 minutes. Let's talk for 20 minutes.
Okay. what I'm saying is that we now know people that did not vaccinate who have gotten COVID. Okay? So, it's really heartbreaking when it's people you know and love. Okay? And I'm going to stop it there. But
that's Carolina's lecture.
And you know what? I just want to tell people, you know what? It saves lives, okay? And I'm not one to lecture on telling you what to do, but I've seen this getting people really, really sick who are not vaccinated, okay? So up to you guys. Up to you guys what to do now.
You know, every person who's listening to this podcast has gotten vaccines of some sort, I'm sure.
And they're in lifetime, right?
Listen, you look at your arm. I got that shot. You know, maybe you used to leave that big scar in your arm. Remember?
I have a scar in my arm when I was little. I got polio, any shot possible.
What do you get? Smallpox. You get rabies. No, you get a whole bunch of shots as a kid.
Not rabies.
Okay, I know. I've been taking medicine my whole life. You've been taking medicine
exactly,
your whole life. Okay?
Exactly.
My father, in all the years, my father lived 86. Okay, in all the years, and we'll get back to the funny. Don't worry. And Mario Bosquez is great. But the bottom line is, in all the years, my father took probably 100 different pills, okay? There was only one time my father didn't feel well after taking a medication, and that was because he combined it with one of these supplements. Supplements, I don't know if you know this, supplements are not approved by the Food and Drug Administration. You know, you ever pick up, like, ginkgo biloba or any of these things?
Yeah, yeah.
And it says on the side of the package, it'll say for brain health.
Okay.
But then in tiny letters, it says, these statements have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Yeah,
like, medical pot is another thing. Like, if you buy medical pot, I've seen the label. It says on the medical pot label, these statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. People think marijuana is a medicine. Some people think it helps them. So, hey, it does, you know?
Yeah.
And some people, but the bottom line is, the 86 or no, it's like 98% of the people. I saw the figure this morning. 98% of the people who are in hospitals right now are unvaccinated. They avoided the vaccine for some reason. They bought it to Donald Trump's early crap. They bought it to Kamala Harris and Andrew Cuomo, who also said early on, well, we're not going to get the vaccine if Trump was pushing it. So both sides did their own thing. Trump downplayed the virus. They downplayed the vaccines at first. Then when it came around, they were like,
okay.
So they're both to blame.
Okay, enough said of that, okay? So, you know, guys, I think that you should consider getting the vaccine, because I think it's a lot of people, like Jeff said, the majority of people in the hospital now are the ones that have not gotten the vaccine. So that's all we're going to say. That's
okay, can I bring a little funny real quick?
Go ahead.
You know, Justin Trudeau runs Canada.
Yeah.
Okay, he's the Prime Minister of Canada.
Yeah.
So he's at some event talking about, you know, the kids who are, you know, who are have a difficult, or who, you know, might not feel that they're born a girl, but they're a boy.
Yeah.
So here's his speech, trying to be a good guy to everybody. Ready?
I will never apologize for standing up for an LGBTQ2+ kids' rights to not have to undergo conversion therapy.
It's just funny how there's so many letters now. Even a guy like this who's in charge can't keep them straight.
Yeah.
So there's the funny. Sorry. I thought it was amusing.
Okay.
Sorry. It's just funny to me.
But meanwhile, let me tell you something. So, Jeff, Brian Laundry, they say, am I saying that
Brian,
right?
Like, laundry? Take out the laundry.
Laundry. Okay.
Yeah.
So now there are a lot of people saying that they've seen him on a plane heading to Canada.
Canada.
Yeah, so there is now a warrant for his arrest. You know that?
Really?
There's now a warrant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, the warrant for his arrest, though, is for using her credit cards, not for
exactly.
murder.
Exactly.
He used her debit and credit cards.
To get $2,000 out.
He obviously knew her passwords, her code, whatever. She probably had the money.
Meanwhile, the parents, they said they had, remember they had a, they were going to have a meet, or, you know,
A press conference
to talk about it. I guess they've been told to shut up.
They are more quiet than Joe Biden is at a press conference. Here, want the proof of that? Here, I'll give you the proof of that.
What?
Here's a press conference with Joe Biden and Boris Johnson from Britain. Listen to this. And listen to Boris Johnson. They both have masks on, by the way. Here,
okay.
Here, listen.
I think, would it be okay if we just have a couple of questions, just a couple.
He says questions.
Questions for the Biden.
He ask him the question.
Biden says, ask him the question.
Okay, you're the
because
president.
He's 78 years old and doesn't want to answer any questions because he can't answer questions.
So, Jeff,
I voted for this guy too.
You know, Anderson Cooper, Jeff. He wanted to be a father, right, for so many years.
And Jeopardy host, probably he wanted to be.
You know what? He would be great at that.
He did a few times.
I don't know. Did he? I
didn't host.
I don't know if he did.
I thought he did.
But you know what?
It's a lot of things to pronounce.
He wanted to be a parent, a father. You know, he's a gay man, openly gay man.
Yes.
But so he said his mom, who's Gloria Vanderbilt, she passed away a few years ago.
Uh-huh.
She wanted to be his surrogate at 85 years old.
Really?
Yeah. I've seen that, though. You know, I've really seen that.
Weird.
No.
Weird. Weird.
You know, when we were trying to have a baby, I remember Goobin's wife tried to be our surrogate, remember?
I would have done that.
Yeah.
Does that mean I get to do it with Goobin's wife?
No.
I did it with you, Jeff,
let's get him on real quick, all right?
I did it with you. How are you feeling now?
Let's get him on. Let me see what come on, all right? Yeah. Okay. So we really wanted to have a baby, Jeff and I. So that was one of our considerations. Actually, no. Wabine's wife and Wabine both offered to be our surrogate.
I know. Wabine, he didn't offer to be our surrogate.
Yeah, he did. He reached out to me.
How could he have been our surrogate?
No, I'm saying, you know, offering his wife's services.
Hold on,
there's
a phone call coming in, Carolina. Somebody's here.
Hey, it's Big Bird. Hi, Carolina.
Hey.
Hi, Jeff. Hey. Long time not in your podcast.
Hey, Bird.
Listen.
Yeah?
I'm calling because I want to tell everybody, get the vaccine.
Oh.
Elmo's like on his deathbed.
Elmo.
Didn't get the shot. I said,
no, he's
dick,
not.
Why did you get the shot,
no,
Elmo? But he didn't tell me why. Get the shot.
He's okay.
Don't be a big turd. Big Bird, out.
Yeah. Don't be a big turd. Don't be a big turd. Be Big Bird. He knows the deal. Yeah. Wow, we had Cloudy and Big Bird visit the show today. It's been a while.
Get with me now.
Someone told me they missed my impression. So,
they do?
So we're bringing, so I'm bringing them back a little bit.
All right.
Oh, Danny Heredia. Hello to you.
Heredia?
Heredia. Oh, well, okay. I don't know how he said it. He left a message. He said he's addicted to the podcast.
Oh, my God, Jeff.
How's that?
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate that. By the way, the other day, Jeff and I, we were just going. I forgot where we were going. Anyway, I think we're going to the supermarket.
Uh-huh.
We saw an adult toy store, right? An adult toy store?
Yeah, we have an adult toy store near here. They do curbside delivery.
Exactly, exactly.
It's not too far from our house.
Yeah, exactly, Jeff.
Like years ago, it said sex. It just says adult. Here, let's want to hear. Danny's from Puerto Rico. Want to hear his message?
Go ahead.
Listen to this. Let's see if this works. Everything's working lately. Everything's firing all cylinders in this podcast lately. Let me see. Here we go. Let's see. My phone's a little slow. That's all. Let's see.
Hey, Jeff. How are you? I'm Danny Heredia, your friend on Facebook. I'm hooked with your show on Spotify, the Carolina Carillo Show.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, my man. Have a wonderful time.
Gracias.
Heredia,
right? Heredia.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
From Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
We love you, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico's in the house.
Oh, my God. We've been there. Okay. Jeff, we were there for our honeymoon, by the way, guys.
Yes, we were.
Our first stop, La Perla.
Well,
yeah, that was our first stop, Jeff. Come on.
Carolina wanted to show me the entire island.
My host at the time was Moonshadow, who said, you guys have to stop at La Perla. It's a gorgeous surrounding. He goes, but you cannot go in there.
You're not even you.
No one goes allowed in there. You know, no one.
Yeah, you weren't even allowed there, right?
What do I have on my face?
I don't know. You got a black spot on your face.
Oh, it's probably my
It's really annoying me.
It's probably, you know what it is, Jeff? It's my mascara.
Oh, okay.
I was sweating
you
earlier.
You wear mascara, honey? I thought you had naturally beautiful eyes.
I do, yes.
I had no idea that you wore mascara, you know?
Yeah.
I'll see if Habim remembers that his wife was going to be our surrogate.
I don't know if I'm sure he's going to remember. He was, Wibbin's a great brother, great friend, you know, but.
I would have grabbed that cloudy ass like.
By the way, I want to get Johnny from Malari on too. You know why?
Why? His wife would have been a surrogate too?
No, last night with the Spanish. I'm sorry, I'm not up to my shows last night. I think it was a Latin Grammys last night.
Oh, okay.
And they were honoring El Caballo that just passed away.
Oh.
Johnny Ventura.
Right.
So
oh,
Johnny
really?
Has all over his Instagram that they didn't do him justice.
Oh, really?
So I need you to get Johnny in the podcast right now before we go to Mario Vosquez.
We got 10 minutes for Mario.
Okay.
I was going to tell you something
else. But you have Johnny's phone number?
You know, you gave it to me last time, and I didn't replace it with any of the old numbers. Oh, they did the premiere of the prequel to The Sopranos.
Yeah, right. The son is on, right?
Yeah,
his son.
But they, yeah. Imagine being Michael Gandolfini, and the only thing people call you was James Gandolfini's son. Like, I've rarely heard him called Michael Gandolfini, you know?
Because no one really knows him yet. No one.
By the way, James Gandolfini would have turned 60 yesterday. He died 10 years ago in Rome, right?
He did have a heart attack, right? Is that correct?
He died in Rome, right? Wow. Should I use your phone to call him?
If you want. I don't care.
All right.
Yeah, just get the cell. I saw that. Johnny was like, wow. He was mad. He was mad, yeah. So let's see what. Maybe he'll. I didn't tell him we were calling him, so let's see. Maybe he'll come on.
Let's see. He's somewhere causing panic, Carolyn. He's the Hispanic that causes panic. Don't forget that.
Okay, come on, guys. Someone answer the phone
today. Nobody wants to answer. By the way, anybody, I think I heard someone trying to steal this idea in their podcast, calling people live. You know how everybody has their guest ready?
Yeah.
This is our trademark. We call people.
We do it like the last minute.
We've been doing this for 5 years this way.
Yeah, I know.
Six. No Johnny Fomalari, as he calls himself, right?
Try home now. Try home.
That is home.
Sell. Try sell.
You got both in here?
Yeah. I have right there. You see it?
It's the same number.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, you're right. It's not. Mobile. Different. Mobile. Yeah.
I love calling people like last minute. I love that.
I know. I do too. I got to tell Mario I'm going to call him live on the air.
Yeah, let him know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's prepared. Come on, Johnny.
Nope. Out of luck.
All right. Anyway, check out Johnny's.
How are you, hon?
Johnny, it's Carolina and Jeff. You're on the podcast. How are you?
Okay. How are you guys?
Thank God
I have clothes on.
I was going to say. Are you in flagrante, as they say, like doing it with somebody right now? Are you causing panic somewhere? Or what?
Exactly, right?
I was trying to cause a little panic because I was just talking to a friend of mine because I'm a little upset at what happened last night.
That's why we're calling you. That's why we're calling. So it was the billboards, the Spanish billboards last night.
Latin.
And I saw the Latin billboards. I saw on Johnny's Instagram. Johnny's pissed. That they did not do Johnny Ventura, El Caballo, justice, right? Johnny, I didn't watch it, but...
Not even close.
But what happened that made you so mad? What kind of tribute they give him?
Well, they were promoting it like they were going to do a big thing. And you know what's funny? And this is what I was talking to my friend about. He's like, Johnny, didn't you lose your job because of him? And defending him and defending Merengue, and then he left you out to dry. And I said, yeah, it's true. But it doesn't take away from his accomplishments and what he accomplished as an artist, not only for Merengue, but for Latinos worldwide.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Johnny Ventura is like, you know, saying Beyonce, saying Michael Jackson, you know?
Right. He's like the guy who set the table for everybody
else.
We can't forget because, you know, the artists of today, the ones that are hot today, 30 years from now, 40 years from now, God forbid when they pass, they're going to have to get that respect that they deserve. If they're not going to give it to them, you know, that's not going to be right. I feel that they gave Juan Gabriel, well-deserved always, you know, but he's been dead for 5 years. They did something for him. They had three ladies come out and sang, you know, his songs, gave him a nice tribute. That was beautiful. But, you know, Johnny Ventura deserved it.
No matter
what my personal feelings are, you know, for between him and I as an artist and as somebody that always has fought for artists in this business that deserve it, he deserved it without a doubt.
How old was he?
I see they do this a lot with the Dominicans.
How old was he when he died? How old was he when he died, you know?
Excuse me?
How old was he when he died?
Because if I tell you, he was pretty old. He was pretty up there in age, but he was always well kept.
Okay, but do you think it's a case of if they pay tribute to someone who's older, it turns off younger viewers? I know they do that with white America, you know?
He wasn't that much older.
I'm just checking.
Yeah, I'll explain to you why real easy. It's because it's a programming issue. Because Univision and Telemundo has always done the same thing. They cater to the Mexican more than they cater to the Caribbean.
Wow, really?
Wow.
Oh, I have to ask Mario Vasquez about that.
Tito Rojas, when he passed, they didn't even give him what he deserved when
he died. I agree with that.
And they had the awards.
Yeah.
You know, it just bothers me, you know, that they should give respect where respect is given. Johnny Ventura, without a doubt, El Caballo del Merengue deserved that, at least, that they give him the respect. They should have brought out, you know, they had Wilfrido Vargas come out with some crappy little video. It was a joke. They couldn't sing some of his songs. They couldn't have a group come in and sing some of his songs.
How about his son?
Exactly. They could have had Los Potros, any of his kids.
Exactly.
Could have came out and
his
sang some
sings,
of his stuff. They had so many things they could have done.
Wow.
And I feel that they didn't, you know, give him his just due. Yeah. And it's no disrespect to the others that they gave Just Due to.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
No disrespect. But I yeah. feel, you know what? What's fair is fair. Let's call a spade a spade.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why we want to get you on, because I saw how mad you were this morning on Instagram. So, yeah, so, yeah.
Johnny and it shouldn't, and like I said, it shouldn't even piss me off. I should be, you know what? Hey, the hell with him. That kind of attitude. But no, you got to give respect or respect. You have to thank those that have paved the way for others today. And he definitely was one of the ones that paved the way for all merengue, not only for merengue for the Dominicans,
yeah.
merengue that was heard worldwide. He put the Dominican merengue on the map.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. No, I agree with you
in
totally.
In all Latin, Central America, you know, in the United States, I can remember one of the best concerts. This is when I first started in the Spanish market. I went to a concert that he was the headliner at the Paramount. And when I tell you, the show that he put on was ridiculous, another level. The swing yeah. that he had, ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah, ridiculous. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you've gave a tribute to him. What do you think, your buddy Webbean thinks of that? Hang on. Let's see if we can get Webbean in the mix here.
Are you going to try to get
I put Johnny on hold accidentally. Hold yeah. on. Hope he knows what I'm doing. Hold on.
Hold on.
How do you do this?
Webbean!
Oh, here we go. Hold on.
It's Carolina. Stay
hold on.
On.
Hold on.
It's
Johnny, you there? Johnny, you there? Hello? Johnny,
yeah,
you there?
I'm here.
Hey, I got Webbean on with us
and
now.
And Johnny. Both of you guys. Hi, guys. How are you? You're both on the podcast.
Hello.
Webbean, so we're talking about, Johnny, you saw Johnny's Instagram? He's pissed about the Latin billboards last night because they said that Johnny Ventura wasn't respected enough, right, Johnny?
Yes, he didn't get the tribute that he deserves.
What do you think, Webbean?
Webbean, what do you think?
Do I give a shit? No, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, why are you asking Webbean of all people? Okay? That's the most miserable individual that I've ever had the pleasure of dealing with. Okay?
I'm about to fucking eat a pepper stick, and you guys told me about Johnny Ventura, which this pepper stick looks just like
Carol, you have to understand something. You and Jeff have to understand something. If there's nothing in it in the end for Webbean, it's not worth it. It's not worth
hey,
discussing.
Johnny.
If there's nothing in it for Webbean,
hey,
there's nothing to discuss.
Hey, Johnny, you want to buy some football cards? Johnny Unitas? I'll open the pack live on TV for you.
If Johnny Ventura had a freaking card, some type of trading card, then he would be on top of that because he wanted to get the promotion to bring up the value of it so he can resell it.
There's nothing more beautiful than a big 6-foot black guy dancing away,
oh
you know.
My God.
That sounds personal. That
oh
sounds
my
personal
God.
Right there.
Beautiful.
And listen, if you find one of those 6-foot black guys, can you send him over to my mother's house? She's
God.
Looking for one.
Oh my God.
So basically, you guys are calling me to, you know, you want me to.
No,
you're Dominican. You're Dominican, Webbean.
Yeah.
The last time I checked my passport, it was a United States passport.
Oh.
Making me an American.
You see, this is one of those guys right there.
Oh.
He's
guys,
one of them.
I'm in the middle of a call. I'll call you guys back. I'm sorry.
A traitor to his people.
See, there's nothing involved in it for Webbean. There's
right,
no financial
guys,
denomination at the end.
Guys, we got to go. Okay, both of you. Thank you guys for coming to the show. Right, love you guys. Bye.
We love you. Take
bye.
Care.
Bye.
Okay?
Bye.
God bless
bye.
Both of you.
Bye.
God bless you. Bye. Thanks, Johnny.
Stay safe.
Oh,
you too. Wear a mask. Get a vaccine.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Oh my God.
Hi.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I had that's great. Now
very good. Very good. You're back in my good graces.
Who,
yeah.
me?
Yes.
I have not laughed so hard in a while, I have
oh
to say.
Oh my God. Yeah. We're being and Johnny are always like not agreeing what each other says, you know?
Oh.
Anyway. He cannot come on?
Yeah. I don't know how to Zoom. He wants a Zoom.
Yeah. He's got to send us a link.
I'll tell them to send me a link.
Yeah,
hey,
then
people
then
like long shows, so it's okay.
Yeah.
They
yeah,
like
let's
our
let's get a long
they
one,
like
right?
our rambling nonsense. I,
yeah,
you know what?
Yeah,
I
yeah.
go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, guys, what else is going on, Jeff?
I believe there's some. You know, does anybody care? It's funny. I taped a bunch of TV this week, and I wonder if anybody. I know everybody's into streaming and all the Emmys. They only honor streaming shows. I still watch some network TV. There's a whole bunch of like shows that premiered this week, and I guess people still watch some network television, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, I wonder.
You know, I'm not.
There's no buzz, you know.
Yeah, I know. It really isn't. Like, hey, you know, I have a good idea. Why don't we take a break and we'll come back with Mary Boskas? Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Let's come back. You know what?
Here we go.
Hold on.
Now we're
it.
Back. Okay, now we're back. Sorry.
Intro.
Actor, writer, singer, anchor, podcaster, and to me, a chef. from the Run the Dish podcast.
Wow, so many titles.
Yeah, so many titles. We have the one and only Mario Bosquez.
The legendary.
Welcome.
Wow, welcome to the podcast,
Thank
Mario.
You.
Yeah, I should be fired, right?
I have to tell you, I'm very honored to be here. I love listening to you guys.
Gracias.
So it's great, great, great. Carolina and Jeff. You're like a postmodern, deconstructed Lucy and Ricky.
You know. You're not the first person to say that. It is so funny. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Welcome.
Go ahead.
And I mean that as a big compliment.
Thank
because
you.
They're, you know, I'm a big admirer. So you guys have that chemistry, that energy. As we say in Spanish, je ne sais quoi. Well, that's French. Wait a minute.
That's French. Mario, ¿qué pasa? That's French.
Yo no sé qué tienen ustedes, but it's fantastic.
Oh,
and thank you again.
Thank you so much. But Mario, listen, I'm a big fan. I've been watching you since Fox 5. Now you're on 1010 Wins. And now Jeff tells me you're also doing a podcast. I did not know you were a chef.
Well, you know, I'm a chef adjacent wannabe. I cook all the time. So, you know, if you call me a home chef, I would accept that with great honor and humility because I do. But also my big point about cooking is keeping my family food and traditions alive.
Okay.
And that's a big part of it, reconstructing recipes I grew up with. And if you want to talk about this later, keeping alive a Native American dish nobody else has in their families that we are preserving in my family, that I'm very emotional and very connected to, if you want to talk about that later. But I want to talk about you guys as well. Where do you get your energy and your chemistry?
Oh my. Well, first of all, we've been together like forever since school. I actually graduated from college and I asked Jeff out on a date. And then I called him one night when I was drunk with my sister. We were on our way to Cancun. Here I am, a traffic reporter asking my friend at the time, how to get to the LaGuardia Airport.
How to get to LaGuardia,
exactly.
Mario. And she was traffic reporting.
You know what, can I say something? What? That's the most romantic question anybody's ever asked anybody. How do you get to LaGuardia? I'm sure it's Carolina. It's in how you ask it, right?
Exactly.
I was hooked, Mario. I remember calling my friend. I said, this Spanish girl I just met at work asked me to get to the airport. I mean, she's going to Mexico. And I can't wait till she gets back. And then that was it. We were 29 years old.
Jeff, you should have said, you had me at LaGuardia.
You're right. 29 years later. My God,
and
right?
Meanwhile, I'm a traffic reporter on La Mega, you know, Mega 96 de Puta Nueva, Luis Jimenez. So, you know, I'm like, I'm asking directions for LaGuardia Airport. Anyway, I was just trying to reel him in because it was actually love at first sight. Honestly,
wow.
It was.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, as Dolly Parton would say, you're melting my butter.
what is the dish? There's a specific dish you were referencing about keeping alive, or just in general keeping the
dishes? It's a dish that has survived. It's from the mists of time, people, believe it or not. And I grew up with it. It's called cachewe, and that even is an Indian word, cachewe. And my grandmother would make it, and it's very simple. It's cornmeal, it's salt pork, it's serrano peppers, it's garlic, it's onion and tomato, and that's it. So, you know, I've talked to a fellow, you know, I have Native American heritage, so I've talked to people with fellow heritage, and they have something similar. It's sort of like a porridge type of a gruel, if you will, but ours is different. It's very special, and we always made it. So I'm a food historian wannabe as well. So I reached out with several top flight chefs and food historians, and they said, Mario, that's not even a Spanish word. Cachewe is a Native American word, Northern Native American. So I keep this dish alive, and frankly, I almost cry every time I cook it because it represents so many people. So long story short, you know, as Jeff mentioned so graciously, I'm also a writer, an author, and I went to a book conference for people of color a few years ago, and I met Laura K. Jagels, who is from the Pueblo Indians in New Mexico, the Pueblo people. And I said, Laura K., I have to ask you something. We have this dish, and I explained it to her, and I said, it's called cachewe. She looks me dead in the eye, and she says, sakewe.
Oh, wow.
They have the same dish, except they use like the blue maize, the blue corn.
Yeah,
but we both fell into each other's arms and realized that's part of where my family is from.
Wow.
So I'm glad I was very persistent about the dish, about my family, and teaching, you know, everybody else in the family, please. I mean, I nearly cry when I tell them, I said, please keep this dish alive. It's one of the last vestiges. And I have collected stories from my relatives about, you know, people generations and generations ago. I will share this with you. My Aunt Janie, who's also from that side of the family, she told me that I think it's like my great-great-great-something grandmother was from a tribe. She didn't know what tribe it was. But you know how Native women in that area fought each other? You know how they fought each other? You're going to be so surprised.
No, no.
And you'll never guess. They did fight. One group would get on the other side of the river. The other would get on the other side of the river. And while they did their laundry, they would fight. No, they would fight with words, with poetry.
Oh, really?
Poetry, wow.
Yes, it was like a Native American rap battle.
Oh, wow, you know? Wow.
Well, I'm saying this and blah, blah, blah. And they go, oh, yeah? Well, blah, blah, blah.
Like Hamilton.
Oh, my God.
Like Hamilton across the river. You know
exactly.
what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what, Jeff? You're absolutely right. So, you know, I'm very big on families, on background. And the biggest key I have found is anything that's a folk tale in your family generally turns out to be true, whether you like it or not. Sometimes the story's a little scary.
Wow.
Yeah, you're right. Because my mom is from Nicaragua. My dad's from Peru. I know a lot of, with my family, though, it's a lot of crazy stories, though. We've told in the podcast, and it's stuff that, you know, you wouldn't even believe my mom would say to me. You know that?
Oh, yeah. Her mother reattached a finger to her. Using an aloe leaf.
Exactly.
Am I correct? Do I have that story right?
You have it right.
And yes, I've heard
it. You know what?
I believe it, too, at this point.
Mary, you know what? My mom is convinced Vicks Vapor Rub cures cancer. It cures everything.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. I would not be surprised. Yeah. One day, my grandmother, who I will reveal, was a shaman, a Native American healer for many generations ago. I was a kid, and she goes, you know what? I think it's time for you to get the measles. I said, abuelita, I'm not sick. I feel fine. She goes, no, it's time for you to get it over with. Here, drink this. So I drank some tea, and by the next day, I had the measles.
Oh,
I don't know if it was power of suggestion.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
He knew her stuff.
Are That's amazing.
And also, Jeff, I know my stuff, so don't cross me, because you know what? I'll kill a chicken, it'll all be over.
So, Mario, let me ask you something. Where can people find these recipes? Have you written a book, or it's you have them on online, or your podcast?
Well, my podcast is fairly new. It's just a few months old, but there is a website under construction right now called rundish.com.
Mm-hmm.
Rundish. And if you friend me on Facebook, it's crawling with recipes.
Ooh, yes.
I research food deeply. I go way, 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 way back in time. I love food from all different parts of the world. So I try to recreate those recipes. I recreated a vintage lemonade recipe from the 1800s.
That's
the
one told me about that.
All
you've been,
summer.
You've
been I have not done it yet.
I said, Jeff, what is the recipe? You said, oh, let me ask Mario. I said, text him. Okay. What is it, Mario? Tell me.
It's like drinking cool ice cold lemon meringue lemon filling. It takes all the bitterness out of it, and I don't have it in front of me right now, but basically what it is, I mean, I'll call it up if you want. It's very labor intensive. It's from the 1800s, and you grate the rind of the lemons, like of 7 lemons, however, between 7 and 10. You put it in the bowl with like a half cup to a cup of sugar. You mix it up and just leave it alone for about an hour. Let the lemon and the sugar marry each other, so to speak, and then you boil water. You create a simple syrup and you mix the two. It is the most awesome lemonade recipe.
Really?
But again, it is labor intensive.
Wow.
Let me look it up right now.
I
found it.
Yeah.
Just by reading.
You know, it's funny. On your Facebook page, you quite often write that because you've read so many things in your life, just by reading, I guess by anchoring and reading, there are things you just know. Like one of your Facebook posts randomly said that the actor Cary Grant was addicted to McDonald's hamburgers. So
yes.
You throw out some of those fascinating stuff in the world, you know?
I did not know that. Really?
Yes. Yeah.
I call myself the lint trap of trivia.
That's great.
Let me ask you something. Give us some more facts about stuff we don't know.
He's calling up the lemonade recipe. Why you call
that? I made up a couple of hacks, food hacks that I don't think other people do.
Yeah.
One is, you know, I cannot live with avocados. I'm sure you're all the same way.
Me too.
Well,
me too.
It's such a pain sometimes, Carolina and Jeff, to peel them and get them out. So what I do, I just whack off the narrow end of it, and I soften the avocado, and I squeeze it out like a tube of toothpaste.
Really?
You know what I do? Because I forgot who taught me this. Put a knife into the pit, take it out, and then get a spoon, and it comes out so like butter.
Oh, you can knife
it. Yeah, it does.
Really?
That's what I do. Yep. Yeah, wow. Yeah.
The other hack I have is popcorn. I make popcorn all the time.
Set away.
But okay, well, I learned this from Patrick Evans Hilton, and he's a king of popcorn. You should look him up.
Okay.
But the way I pop my popcorn, I get a regular brown paper lunch bag, and I put about a quarter cup of the popcorn in there, and I seal it up. I just, you know, pinch the ends really tight, stick it in the microwave for like 3 minutes, 15 seconds, and it pops up. No chemicals. It's so delicious.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I know. That microwave stuff leaves a horrible taste. I can't even. I have an air popper. I still like my air popper. I bought in 1989. Well,
try the brown paper bag trick. I was terrified it was going to catch fire. It does not catch fire at all. The second one is a recent hack. I thought, I have such a pain in the butt to butter the popcorn properly.
Yeah.
So I thought, wait a minute. When you make salad, they ask you to get a clove of garlic and rub the inside of the bowl, you know, with garlic for your salad before you toss it.
Uh-huh.
Well, I thought, wait a minute. So I got a stick of butter like a crazy guy in the middle of the night, and I rubbed the stick of butter on the inside of the bowl. Really thickly, right?
Yeah.
And then I sprinkled that with the salt. So when the hot popcorn came out, I just poured it into the bowl, tossed it, and every time the kernels touched the side of the bowl, they self-buttered.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because otherwise you get a hunk of butter. You ever eat, like, a hunk of butter? My son our little guy loves butter. But you know,
oh, my God. Yeah. That's a great idea.
I love those hunks of butter.
Oh, my gosh. Great.
Hey, but try the self-buttering technique.
I'm
going to
try that.
So, Mario, also, you're an entrepreneur. My husband gave me a pair of socks.
Oh, the socks, right?
Yeah, the socks. What's up with the socks?
Well, here's what happened.
Fox,
I invented a pair of socks. Yes, they're called Fox foot socks. F-O-C-K-S.
Oh.
They're called foot socks. And, you know, I think I love socks. First of all, my family knows. Do not give me expensive birthday gifts, Christmas gifts. I will take a comfortable pair of white socks and be happy and be done with it. If you give me nothing, I'm still happy. But I love socks. So one day I thought, what a pain. Like if you stub your toe, you keep checking the injury, or you want to clip your toenails, and you think, I want to check my toes. You have to what? Take your socks off.
Exactly.
I thought, but then I remembered, because I'm old enough to remember relatives with those drop seat long johns. would drop the seat
in the back.
Well, I thought, what about drop front socks? So I started sketching. And so my socks have an instant drop. When you put the socks on, if you need to access your toes, you just drop the pouch and are your toes.
You gave us a pair.
Love them. Well, thank you. Thank you. And if you're into feet, you know, there's your toes for licking. Let's just go.
It happens a lot in our house, by the way.
It has.
Okay. TMI. Yeah.
Mario. So let me ask you, why have you not gone on Shark Tank with these ideas?
Well, you know, here's what happened with the Fox. They were selling. I had got a supply of them.
Wow.
You know, I was selling them on the street. I was going to Queens door to door, knocking on the esteticas, you know, all the places where they do the manicures and the pedicures.
Yeah.
And I had one woman screaming. The owner was screaming at her clients, goes, Mujeres, cómprale estos calcetines, estos no, este hombre, para que yo no los tenga que ver los pies. buy this man's socks so I don't have to see your feet.
Wow. I get it.
What happened?
That's hilarious.
The pandemic struck. The pandemic hit.
Oh, yeah.
And it stopped. I'm only now restarting my socks.
Wow.
So that's what happened with that.
Guys, so Mario, people want to buy your Fox. Where can they buy
it? Coming back.
Where can they buy
myfox.com. M-Y-F, F as in Frank, myfox.com. Also, I want to mention, if you want to make this 1800s up, vintage lemonade, go to redcipes.com. R-E-D, like recipes, but redcipes. redcipes.com. It's 5 lemons, 1 1/4 quarts of water, 1 1/4 cups of white sugar. And it's so easy to make. You just basically, it's about 45 minutes. You peel the rinds of the 5 lemons, cut them into slices, like 1/2-inch slices, set the lemons aside.
Wow.
Place the rinds in a bowl, sprinkle sugar over them, let stand for about an hour so the oils mix. But you know what? There's a trick to this. Do not come back and OCD stir and check on it and stir and stir.
Leave it.
Ruin the magic. For some reason, the magic gets ruined. So you bring the water to a boil in a covered saucepan, pour the hot water over the sugared lemon rinds. Let it cool for 20 minutes, get rid of the rinds, squeeze the lemons into another bowl, pour the juice through a strainer into the sugar mixture, and boom.
Wow.
You have literally
Okay, we're trying
You know what's interesting? It's fun. You know what stands out to me here? You know, if you think about it, you see peeled oranges. You never see peeled lemons or limes. You never see them.
No, you don't.
Right?
No, you don't.
They're always cut,
I will give
right?
you one caveat, though. Yeah. Do not make it. I choose to tell you this because it happened to me. It's up to you, but don't make it with Meyer lemons. They're too gentle for this process.
Oh, you can't.
You really need the bright yellow sour ones.
The big fat lemons they see in the store.
Bodegas.
Exactly. Bodega lemons.
Exactly.
I've never heard that
Mario,
before.
Let me ask you a question. So I don't know if I could say this. Jeff, you told me a story about a dry cleaner story.
Oh, yeah, Mario.
You know why, Mario?
We started the podcast talking about somebody we know has got COVID and how important it is the masking and the vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
And
yes.
I told you your Facebook story about your dry cleaner. And I know it's unrelated to your
Mario,
run the dish.
Mario, can I tell you something? He told me this. He told me this at 2 in the morning. Well, he said, I got to tell you a funny story. He woke me up. I got to tell you a funny story. And I was dying laughing. Of course, I was awake the rest of the night.
Well,
but what
it's
happened?
My nephew. You know, he was teeny tiny at the time. And I would go back to Texas and visit. You know how little kids, when you're visiting, they're trying to impress you with little tidbits of their life, that they're cool and kind of grown up.
Yeah.
And they call me Hugo. That's my nickname. But that's another story. He goes, guess what? On the radio station here, they have a dry clean. I said, really, a dry clean? He says, yeah, a dry clean. I said, a dry clean? And he looked like I'm crazy and totally a nerd. He says, you know, a dry clean, a guy that dresses like a girl.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Drag queen, dry
yes,
clean.
Yes,
thank
yes.
you. Oh, my God.
It could happen. Now, let's fast forward. That young little itty bitty boy is now a PhD in chemistry.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm so proud of him.
All because of his uncle, probably.
Exactly.
All
exactly.
because of that dry clean.
Wow.
You know?
I love it. I love it, man.
No, I'm very proud. He has several patents to his name.
Really?
He's doing all this tremendous research. But yeah, he thought it was a dry clean. I thought
Aww.
It was so cute.
Oh, my God. Mario, listen, it was great having you on.
I want
you to come to our home and you know what? And make us a dinner.
You know,
and I will have the bottle of wine waiting, you know.
But there's several questions I didn't ask. I didn't get to ask Taco Bell versus Chipotle. Or is that a total sacrilege? Carolina's mother actually likes Taco Bell, Mario.
She does. Go ahead.
I'm known to do both. I have no problem
with
that.
I have no problem with that.
But you know, the only thing I will say is as long as you do at least make the attempt to cook.
We do. I make chili, right?
Yeah,
I make veggie tacos.
Jeff is a great vegetarian cooker. And also, you know, when my mom, who's from Nicaragua, she comes in here and she'll make a vat.
Oh, my God.
She'll make beans for the whole block.
It's homemade.
Qué rico.
That sounds fantastic.
Exactly.
I also want to ask you guys, because you're going to be on my podcast. This is Run the Dish, Food Lifestyle, Other mm-hmm. Kitchen Witchery. And tell us, Carolina Cardillo and Jeff Jensen, where we can find your podcast.
We're everywhere. We're on we're Revolver Podcast, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Deezer, Amazon,
iTunes.
Revolver Podcast, iTunes.
Yeah, revolverpodcast.com.
Yes. Google Play Music.
And give us the name of your podcast.
It's the Carolina Cardillo Show.
Yeah, I just
Carolina Cardillo.
Yeah.
CADILLO. And Jeff, I have to just tell everybody I'm so excited and honored to say we work together
yes.
at 1010 Winds Radio. And I just love your style. I love your energy. And with you and me on the air, you know, it's a hard news station, but we're always like on the verge of, oh, I want to say this to Jeff.
Right.
I can't right now.
Right. I have to, you know, it's funny, but sometimes when there's very heavy news, I'll make a little reference here and there, but when it's a heavy news night, you know, it's like, you know, death and destruction. I back down and I just do the straight traffic. But when there's something
yeah.
I can kind of make a little comment on, I'll, you know, throw a little thing in there, you know, here and there.
I love that about you.
Oh, thank
I
you.
Really do. And I'm talking to two New York radio, really legends, people who are so
wow.
well-known.
Oh,
Carolina,
gracias.
Where can we find you as well?
Right now, I'm just doing the podcast. I'm doing
okay.
a social media for a lot of companies. So, and also being a mommy to a four-year-old. So that's what I'm doing right now. Yeah.
And, by the way, I just wanted to mention real quick, for those in the background who might have started to look around and said, where's that bird chirping from? Those are your parrots, not and Mario's he's a surrogate daddy to a couple of pigeons who live on an air conditioner outside his window, correct?
What?
Three pigeons. They have a baby now and I've helped raise the baby.
No,
yep.
Is this man unbelievable?
I have two adopted African gray parrots. I have my adopted doggy and I have my adopted outside birds.
We gotta get you
if
on
you
one
don't
day.
Mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Before we go, can we do what I do on my podcast called a lightning round, and I can ask you guys some quick questions?
Oh, no. Okay, let's go.
Yes, stream of consciousness. Now, I'm very high tech, and I invested in a very high tech piece of equipment.
$1.69
on Amazon.
Right here, right here.
Where's
right
my
here.
Bell? Hold on. Really? I've had my kitchen, my bakery bell for a while.
We have ours, too.
The kosher bakery in my house.
Competing bells. Why am I not surprised?
It's like the morning
this
zoo
is
here.
The run, here we go. The Run the Dish lightning round.
Okay.
All right, Jeff and Carolina, your favorite mutual cocktail?
I don't have cocktails. I love Pinot Grigio. Jeff?
You know, I actually will enjoy... I'm not a tomato juice fan, but I do like a good Bloody Mary.
Yep.
Your least favorite kitchen chore, each of you, least favorite kitchen chore.
Washing dishes.
I'm going with dishes. Yes, I hate, we're the same there, dishes. Our dishwasher's broken.
I don't know.
Yeah, she doesn't, she never wants to do dishes, my dishwasher.
What was the topic for one of your worst arguments?
Cleaning. Jeff, yeah, my husband is not a, I don't want to call him a pig, but he's a hoarder. He's a hoarder.
Anybody to wind up on those Dateline crime shows, so we're not going to go.
I was just saying, okay, it's my hoarding.
Your favorite mutual movie?
I have to say, I'm going to say Ghost.
Yes, yes. Okay, Ghost. Yes, we both love Ghost.
We love Ghost.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Now I picture you both in that pottery making scene.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
Oh, Barry, we've done it. We've done it. We've done it.
I hate this. I also, you know, I'm a man, but I must say I love Bridges of Madison County.
Oh, my gosh.
We both
yes.
like that movie.
We've seen it like 10 times this week already. Yeah.
Jeff just lost his man card.
I know. Just took it away. Exactly.
Your favorite mutual junk food?
Potato chips. Yeah.
Popcorn too. Chips, yeah.
I'm so curious about this, Carolina. What is Jeff's bedtime?
Jeff's bedtime is anywhere between 7 and 9.
In the morning.
In the morning. I know because I'll be joining you on that night shift.
Yeah,
Jeff,
I know.
Sorry.
Congrats.
Yeah, felicidades,
congrats.
By the way. Can't wait to hear
Thank
you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And Carolina's bedtime?
It varies.
Mario, she falls asleep in front of the TV watching 1970s television like the Waltons and Little House on the Prairie. You know,
Mary, she's after my own heart.
I love black and white movies. And I'm also working at night doing social media for other companies. So that's my thing right now.
Well, let me digress. Have you seen His Girl Friday with Cary Grant and Rosalind Russell?
I've never seen
I
that.
Saw that movie. You know what? That was a I saw that movie in film class in college.
Wow.
And
I insist you see it again. It's one of the best movies about our industry ever made, and it was made way back when. Okay, this one may start a fight before we go. Your favorite mutual sports team.
Jeff, go ahead. Tell them who.
I like the Mets.
I'm a Yankees fan, is our son.
We diverge there a little bit. Just a bit.
And that is the lightning round on Run the Dish.
I love
this
it.
This is the first, so to speak, simulcast of podcasts.
Yes.
Tell us again the name of your podcast and where we can find you.
It's a Carolina Cadillo Show, and we're everywhere. You want to email me, carolinacadillo@gmail.com. You want to call us, 516-637-3254. We have tickets for concerts, and pretty soon we're going to have Tiffany and Company jewelry to give away.
And if you want a t-shirt or a hat.
Yes.
Yeah, we have a ton of them in the boxes here.
Yes.
It's been a while since we've given away.
I want to make sure people know Carolina Cadillo, CADILLO.
Mm-hmm.
You got
yep.
it. If you want a t-shirt or a hat.
You guys are...
Yep, go ahead. You can email
jj@optonline.net
or 516-637-3254. Sorry.
You guys are the best. What a blast you are. Thank you and very much for this simulcast of our podcasts here on Run the Dish and the Carolina Cadillo Show. Let's not let it be the last time. We'll do
exactly.
it again.
No
Mario,
doubt, Mario. Un placer.
I want the parrots on next time. I want to hear the parrots next time, all right? I want to hear them talk. I know they're smart.
They've been known to say certain words, so I'll have to check on them.
No problem.
Take care. Thank you so much, all right?
Take care, guys.
You bet.
Thank you.
Right, you bet. Bye-bye. Okay.
Oh, my God. He's amazing. I love Mario Vasquez. And, guys, you can listen to him on 1010 Wins. He starts overnights next week, Jeff?
Yeah.
With you.
I don't know if he starts next week, but he's got the overnight shift
It's
there.
A great team. My husband and Mario Vasquez. So, Mario Vasquez, legendary.
I really look forward to being on with him.
Yeah,
oh my
legendary
God.
Anchor, Fox 5.
I believe he was the first full-time Mexican-American anchor on television in New York City.
Really? Was
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Oh my God, the lemonade.
Latino. There you go. See?
I'm telling you, man. This was a good show,
this
huh?
This was a good show. It's two parts. Hey, guys, we're out of here. If you want to call us, 516-637-3254. We're all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at carolinacadillo@gmail.com.
Oh, you said that
Carolina
so.
Cadillo on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Because everyone texts me, you say it a little too fast.
Why are you saying it like a white person?
Like a gringa, okay?
Yeah,
like a carolinacadillo@gmail.com. Carolinacadillo.
For white people, it's
Instagram,
Caroline Cadillo.
Facebook,
Carolina Cadillo,
yes,
okay?
Exactly.
That's a Jeffrey Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N. Thanks to Mario Bosquez. Thanks to Bosquez. Actually, that's what he says. He's Mario Bosquez. You got to say it right. Also, a thank you to Johnny Fomolari, who came on.
And Webin. Thank
and we
you.
Got, we got Gubino. We got Webin on
exactly,
today.
Exactly, yeah.
Fully packed show, yeah. Man, right?
Thank you, guys. It's we've had an amazing week and more shows to come.
And the,
thank
hey,
you,
enjoy-
Jack Hobbs. We love our podcast. Thank you, Tracy Dorman. We love you guys. Take care.
Enjoy the first full week of fall, everybody. Fall is in the air here in New York. You're jealous, everybody else, where it's hot and steamy? The Carolina Cadillo Show is a JJ production.